Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Each year, there are thousands of people from other countries working in the U.S. on H-1B visas, but the Trump administration has overhauled that visa program, adding a $100,000 fee for each application.
On WUWM's Status Pending podcast, Catherine Kokel and Audrey Nowakowski spent time with Chigozie Onakwa and Chioma Mba. They're both Nigerian-born Milwaukee public school teachers who used H-1B visas to move to the U.S. 3 years ago.
To learn more about this couple's journey to come teach in Milwaukee, we visited Chigozie and Chioma at their home on the city's northwest side. It was a school night, and they were excited to meet us, but a little tired from the long day of corralling high schoolers. Chioma teaches math at one Milwaukee high school, and Chigozie teaches special education at another.
Chigozie and Chioma are a prime example of opposites attract. Chioma's default is a wide-toothed smile and a hearty laugh. Chigozie is far more reserved. It's easy to see how his presence calms the students that he works with.
How I describe myself is more like a teacher who helps students. When I have conversation with the kids, there's this stigma about special education or students with disabilities. So I describe myself as one who helps students, irrespective of disability level or ability level.
As we got comfortable in their living room, they shared their story about how they came to Milwaukee. It starts in 2022. Chigozie was a lecturer at the University of Nigeria in Nsukka. He was finishing his PhD in political science, and Chioma was taking classes. The pair was about to get married. Chioma first learned about Milwaukee's teaching program from a friend, who was also a teacher. She was immediately interested, though she admits she actually knew nothing about the city.
What did you know about Milwaukee? Anything?
Nothing, actually. I mean, I've heard about other places through the scholarship pathway. So I had a friend who was in Texas at that time, and I reached out to him. I'm like, what do you know about Milwaukee? And I'm like, oh, it's just like every other city, you know, nothing special and all of that. So I started to like look into it.
Despite that less than stellar sales pitch, she excitedly filled out an application. She was graduating with her bachelor's degree in education, and she loved the idea of seeing the world.
So it was just like out of school and then, you know, out. So I didn't really have that much space to leave on my own or see life in a different way. So it was easy to move.
Chigozie wasn't quite so eager.
I was working in a college in the University of Nigeria, and I felt I had a comfortable life. I had a future. And then I was reluctant leaving Nigeria.
Outside of work, he enjoyed farming and spending time with his extended family. Was moving to the U.S. worth giving up everything he'd worked for in Nigeria?
Ultimately, Chigozie's decision came down to his future wife. He felt he needed to trust Chioma and support her desire for adventure.
She was interested in moving. Then I had to go with her.
Did you ever say to him, like, I'm going with or without you? Or did you know he was going to come with you?
I knew he was going to come with me. And I also knew along the line that he was a little bit shaky. But I knew he was going to come with me.
At first, Chigozie applied for a spousal H-4 visa. It would have allowed him to accompany his wife to the U.S. and then apply for work authorization. But as Chioma began the H-1B process, Chigozie realized he could apply for the same visa. He could continue his passion for teaching in a new country.
That was a preview of WUWM's podcast, Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.